is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what's bringing support to the cattle market?
Leslie, it was another interesting day in this cattle complex. We started with lower trade this morning, and it looked like it might be a day of a negative close. But then the buying returned to the market. We pushed this market up and held it up going right into the close today. The only thing out there that was really positive is our box beef price continues to go up. Choice box beef at mid-morning, $1.73 higher. That puts it above $2.62.5 right now. We saw selects up $1.38, a movement of 106 lows. We saw an estimated cattle kill day of 112,000 head. But other than that, no fresh news. On the close today, we saw the June cattle close 50 cents higher. August live cattle up $1. May feeders up $1.05. August feeders up $1.17. And June lean hogs 27 cents lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Did you know a dairy farmer's day starts before dawn? Dairy farmers work long hours each day to produce wholesome and delicious dairy foods like milk, cheese, and yogurt. They are committed to their land, their cows, and are passionate about farming. After all, it's their way of life. For more information about dairy farming and dairy foods, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
These days, most cellular providers can't stop telling you about how good their nationwide 4G LTE coverage is. At Pioneer Cellular, we agree that nationwide 4G LTE coverage is important, but that the kind of coverage is even more important when you're not traveling, but making calls from home. Let us put you on the map. Stop by one of 41 Pioneer Cellular locations in Oklahoma and Kansas. Coverage where it matters most. Home.
Tom, what's influencing the grain market?
Well, Leslie, we started off kind of quiet in the overnight session. We saw the early part of this morning start off quiet for the wheat, corn, and soybeans. We did not really have any big news out there, especially following yesterday's USDA report, which had no real surprises in it. But then we started finding some technical and fund buying that allowed all these markets to come off their lows and to actually close positive today. On the close, we saw July KC and September KC wheat both close up a penny and three quarters. July Chicago wheat closed a penny higher. July corn up a penny and a quarter. New crop December corn was up 2.5 cents. July soybeans up a penny and three quarters, with November beans up 3.75, and July cotton 75 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.